money runs the system, and money is where the power is in our political economic system. And it's not with the voters. And the voters are only given two choices. You have the Republican Party, which is 100% committed to giving capitalists everything they want. And then you have the Democratic Party, which Kevin Phillips has called the second most enthusiastic capitalist party on earth. And they're also committed to giving business what it wants. But they also, you know, they have this very old brand identity about being the working man's party that goes back to the 30s, right? And they haven't been that party since the 70s. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're still coasting along on that brand identity, but they don't, they won't do anything for the public that's going to threaten capitalism. Right. So, and all the changes that we need are perceived as gigantic threats to capitalism. You talk about changing the healthcare system. Well, that would be a huge threat to capitalist profits for all of the giant vested interests who make money off of our healthcare system. And the same goes down the line for so many serious issues that we cope with.